This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So I'm quite literally going for a walk to have a cup of tea. That's what I'm up to. But it's hopefully going to be quite a nice little hike. I've got my hiking sticks.
I'm going up through Priory Wood, which is just on the edge of the town where I live, Church Stretton, and then up Townbrook Valley. It's a beautiful view of it here. Such a lovely walk. And now I'm going to make my way up to the very top of the Long Mynd. So I'm on top of the Long Mynd now and looking over to Cawndon Hill, which borders Wales. Very prominent feature there. And right next to it is Mitchell's Fold, a mysterious stone circle.
Alhamdulillah, just said my prayers. Now, time to make a cup of tea.
My thoughts are drifting to all the people who lived around here thousands of years ago.
Overlooking everything is Caer Caradoc, which is the famous last stand of the English king Caractacus, who fought against the Roman occupation, ultimately failed in his resistance.
Oh dear, my tea has overboiled, as you can see, and I didn't bring anything with me to clean it up, but alhamdulillah, innovate or die, as they say. And
always gets me thinking about how short our life is, how temporary our existence is on this earth, and how many people have come and gone before us, and all the difficulties and the trials and the tribulations and the hardships they went through. And sometimes perhaps we think our life is so different, and of course in many ways it is, but in many ways it's not.
On my way descent down from the Long Mynd, I look across to Caer Caradoc, the Iron Age hill fort, and there I see on the hill a face of a bearded man. Can you see that too? I'm thinking, is that the face of Caractacus, the famous king who held out against the Romans before he was finally defeated?
Or is it just an optical illusion because our brains are wired to see faces?
Well, that's food for thought. Oh, there he is again.